this solar park is basically 6 acres of land at the Denver Federal Center, which is about a square mile of land on the west side of the Denver metro area. And in that 6 acres, we have just over 6,000 solar panels mounted on a structural array that they all slant them 20 degrees to the south, and they collect the photovoltaic energy from the sun.
So, and how big are these panels? I mean, like, so you have that much acreage, but how big are the panels? And
the panels themselves are probably about 2 feet by 3.5 feet each. Each panel produces is rated at what they say 190 watts of power. So when you multiply out the number of panels we have, over 6,000 by 190 watts, you actually get a term they use to rate the array. And our array out here is rated at 1.18 megawatts. And to put that in layman's terms, what that means is on a sunny day, when the sun is out, the array will produce over 1 million watts of power. And it does that for an hour. It's 1 million watt hours of power.
And so give some folks a sense as to how many building, you know, even million, you know, some milliwatts right. of power doesn't really speak to people. How many buildings does it feed, and how do you sort of put this into perspective so people can sort of get it?
Okay, so in a year's amount of time, we produce enough energy to power 145 homes for a year, 145 typical homes. And what we do here at the Federal Center is that provides us, it feeds into our electrical grid that we maintain here to feed about 30 federal buildings on this site. And it, on a typical summer day, it would provide about 10% of the peak power load, because we draw about 10 megawatts on a typical summer day, and this provides about 1 megawatt. So we're providing about 10% of the peak load. But if you were to consider, we draw power 24 hours a day for our computer systems and so forth. So overall, we provide about 3% of our total power load here for the buildings.
So how did you get in on this so early, so far ahead of the game? When did it get started, and how is it you were able to be so far ahead of the curve on this?
Well, that's a great question. In a sense, we're thankful to the residents of Colorado, who in 2004 passed a renewable energy standard. It was the first state to pass a renewable energy standard for large electric utilities. And what that did is it forced the large electric utilities in Denver, XL Energy is the one that serves us, it forces them to have a certain percentage of their electricity provided by renewable energy resources. And when that opportunity arose, it basically started to create a couple things. It created a commodity for something called renewable energy credits that listeners might be familiar with. And it also basically made solar projects more financially affordable, because it made the selling of those renewable energy credits something that could help offset the cost of the construction.
Well, and I know one of the issues that folks, I mean, I'm redoing my house now, and we're talking about putting solar panels on, and you always begin to look at that cost benefit. And in fact, as power has, as the cost of energy has actually got, or the cost of oil has gone down, sort of that metric sort of changes a little bit. How do you guys look at this in terms of cost benefit?
Well, what we did to make this project work for us financially, we had to actually design our sale price for what we're going to charge Xcel to sell them our renewable energy credits, something that would give us a payback. Actually, we're shooting for less than 15 years, and we established a 14-year payback with this project. And it had to have a savings to investment ratio greater than 1. So those are kind of like the financial hurdles we had to reach to even propose this project to GSA Energy Center in Washington for them to fund the project. And with those kind of paybacks, it actually starts making sense for a project like this to work. So we're able to sell the renewable energy credits and get all that money. The array cost us $6.9 million, the design and the construction of the array.
Wow.
And so that money is actually paid back in 14 years through the sale of the renewable energy credits and the fact that we get the power to use on site.
Now, that's a tremendous outlay of money at the beginning, but if you look at it as an investment, it ultimately would be worth it. Is that the sort of lesson learned or the message that you would give to other agencies now that this is coming ahead in the stimulus package and that more agencies are going to be getting in on this?
It definitely would be, and that's kind of the message we've been pushing out for the last year. We came online just over a year ago, January 4th in 08, we went online, and the array has started to produce power. Last year, we produced power, actually 1.7 megawatt hours, again, about, put in layman's term, about enough for 150 homes. And when that... And that's a story we've been telling. Other federal agencies are curious about it, how we made it work. And also for other visitors, too, we actually created a visitor, a self-guided pathway, so the public can come on and tour the site. Yep, and there's waysides to tell you what the array is doing, why it was installed, how it's helping us meet our renewable energy goals. And the other goal we also have here at the Denver Federal Center, we're hoping to become, we're working to become one of the most sustainable business campuses in the country by 2020. And so to help us reach that goal, this was part of our vision to do stuff in the renewable energy realm. And we also have other buildings here that have solar thermal for to provide domestic hot water for some of the buildings. And we're working on developing other projects as well, similar to this one.
Well, and you also post on your website exactly, you know, sort of you can track how much energy you collected and all those. I mean, there you put information out there so people can actually go and see it.
You can. Yeah. You can. And that's also part of our public outreach that we proposed. And it's right along a major highway here. We got assistance from National Renewable Energy Labs just up the road in Golden to help us put together the technical details of the project. And there were a technical consultant on board. And actually, within a year of us doing that job, they went ahead and purchased their own solar array to have that installed up above their Golden campus. And they put in a 3/4 megawatt array up there.
Do you ever find yourself in the position of I don't know, not creating energy, but able to generate all of this power, maybe storing it, selling it back to the community? Any quid pro quo like that?
You know, that probably isn't feasible with our setup and our operation. When you're connected to a grid, the most cost-effective means is just to allow that energy, if you're not using it, to go out on the grid for other people to use and mm-hmm. not store it. Storage using batteries and so forth is expensive, and so if you're on the grid, you typically don't want to invest into batteries. And most people are thinking about doing it for their own home. They're on the grid of power, so right. You do not do that.
And how do you deal with snow? If the panels get covered with snow, do you collect dramatically less energy?
You know, we do. We probably lost maybe in last year, it wasn't that snowy a year for Denver. We probably lost about 4 or 5 days due to snow cover on the panels. But usually within a day, the sun comes out and panels begin to warm up and the snow slides off of them. And so we don't actually have to do a snow plowing routine on the panels or anything or scrape them off. And so that's worked out well for us.